That's what you need to do all the time, every time. Shall we bow our heads in prayer? Lord Jesus, we come to you again. We're so very grateful, Lord, that at our request you come. It seems so wrong, Lord, that we should be where you are all the time. But because we can't do that just at this time. Just bless the people that listen in, wherever they are, at their time of listening. Encourage them to come along the path with us, Lord. They are brothers and sisters. We're no different. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to enjoy and understand this communion service that we're about to have. And Lord, may it be a part of us, because it is a part of us. And we're so very grateful for the love of God that's shown towards his people. We ask these things in your precious and holy name. Amen. Let's sing number 296. In the chimes of time ring out anew, another day is through.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone new? You may have tried for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With a wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no what God can do. There is no night, for in his sight you'll never walk alone. Always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power God is on your side. Take him at his promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for God can do.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, the song there says on the second verse where when God comes along and they mentioned about the Lord Jesus Christ, they run away and hide. But you know, a lot of people don't do that, but they just don't do anything about that. They just know about it and don't do about it. They're not exactly running away and hiding, and it thinks that people feel that it lets them off. We need to face up to the fact that Jesus Christ is calling. Let's sing number 298 out of the same book. Early, it was early in the morning. And one morning, all night, it will happen. It was early in the morning by an ancient wayside well. Eliezer stopped to rest his camel train. He had found the bride for Isaac, he had found Rebecca fair, and his weary journey had not been in vain. So get ready, evening shadow fall. Can't you hear the Eliezer call? There is going to be a wedding, our joy will soon begin. In the evening when the camel train comes in. Of that chorus there, so get ready, evening shadows fall. Well, you know it's coming, but you know what? It's the same when the Lord's coming. He's definitely coming, and there'd be an awful lot of surprised people to think that the Lord actually came and suddenly can't find all the children of God. We've got to be sure where we stand before that happens. We're going to have a testimony time. after this chorus. So if you've got a testimony, we'd like to hear from you. What a mighty God we fear. 377 is the number. Praise the name of the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him, heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him, heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Angels bow before Him, heaven and earth adore Him. Jesus is the God we serve. Amen. You may be seated. And if you have a testimony, just indicate, and Paul will come to you. One at a time would be fine. Sister Mari, is it? I didn't.
Earlier in the week, we had to go across to Tauranga to have something on the motorhome repaired, and I'd just like to give God the glory and the thanks for travelling mercies there and back. But also, as we waited for the motorhome to be fixed, we were sitting in the mall in Bayfair, and it was so sad to see that there were so many people just wandering around lost, and not just lost from the Lord, but just lost in their lives. They all looked so tired. And I just thank the Lord that I have His peace in my life and He is there for me.
Amen. That's right. And a lot of people actually forget the fact that the Lord's actually dealt with them. And because they've drifted off, they kind of feel that Lord's left them. It's not the case. If you're with the Lord, you're always with the Lord. But we need to be walking with Him, not way behind Him. Thanks, Sister Mel.
I really like to thank the Lord. I miss my sister terribly, but the message this morning just made me think of her so much, because we had so many blessed times on the phone, and when we were together talking about joy in our lives, we used to laugh and laugh and laugh, and I really miss that. And thank God for it. I still do have it with my daughter-in-law, but I had two lots. I only got one lot now. Shirley don't talk to me anymore. She don't laugh with me anymore, but I'm coming to meet you, Shirley. God bless you.
And when that happens, we'll all be together. You know, it's a good thing to know that you're going to see the ones that have passed on. And it'll be a wonderful, wonderful time. I was thinking about it the other day, you know, how people say, oh, this is a lovely place we live in. It's a paradise, you know, where we live. Well, it's very, very nice, but it's hardly paradise. And we know that Satan has his way around here, but not entirely. But he's going to have no way at all when the Lord comes. And we will have the Lord's way all the time. Any other testimonies? Okay. All right, we thank you. Well, let's have another song here. Another two, actually. 221, each time I stop and take the time to look around me. Well, that's just what we're talking about. Look around you. Paradise is coming.
Oh.
And we'll be happy about it and have the joy. Each time I stop and take the time to look around me, I see the signs of His appearing everywhere. He said would come to pass now before us, and I feel a strange excitement in the air. Wake up in the morning, and I do that frequently, but I look for the coming of the Lord. I'm expecting it to happen. It may not be morning, it may be middle of the night, but he is coming, and I'm looking forward to it. Number 28, let not your heart be troubled. And then Brother Howard will come. Let not your heart be troubled, ye believe. God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have known. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, seated. Thank you, Brother Howard.
In my Father's house are many mansions. It's interesting because that's what we're going to speak about tonight or this afternoon. The house. A house of worship. And a house of prayer. So may God just bless it to our hearts. Good to see you all here. It's great to see such a wonderful turnout. Always encourages me. Thank you for coming. I wonder if we can stand for the reading of God's word from Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 1 and 2, which says, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah, and that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. So may God bless the precious word. And turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 12. Therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. There is a reproach. That's his reproach. No escape, brother and sister. You're just going to have to face it. And here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Praise be to God. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we come to thee this afternoon. We just pray that you'd speak to every heart here, Lord. Just for a few moments before we come around the table, Lord. I pray you'll quicken your word to our hearts in the name of Jesus. Lord, your word is true. It's life to our souls. We appreciate it so much, Lord. Bless each one of those joining us in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. It is so easy to forget why we come into the house of God. I want to just entitle this, The House of Worship and Prayer. So easy to forget why we come into the house of God. Sometimes we come out of duty. Oh, I've got to go today. I have to go. But misunderstanding why we come. Throughout this land, we see houses of worship everywhere. But unfortunately, many of them are anything but that. However, it's really good to ask ourselves the question, what have our services become over the years? What have our services become over the year? It's a really good thing to ask ourselves and examine ourselves concerning these things. It's so easy to lose our vision of why we come together. Some will say we come to hear the word of God, and that is exactly true. But the hearing of the word should produce true Holy Ghost worship. As we said this morning, it sort of ties in with this morning a little bit. Unto our Lord and Saviour. I want to read this quotation to you. If you want scripture, the people are supposed to come to the house of God for one purpose, and that is to see each other. Thank you. You're listening. I just want to see if you were listening. That is to worship. They come into the house for one purpose. That is to worship and to sing songs and to worship God. That's the way God expects it. He doesn't expect us to come into the house of God to talk about one another or to talk about what we've got to do through the week. He expects us to come and worship him. It's a house of worship. And you know, let me just say this, brother and sister. This is a house of worship. This is not a house of gossip. You know, sometimes we see people forget. They come and they start talking to each other in the pews. That's wrong. We're here to worship the Lord. Now, if we're talking to somebody about the Lord, that's fine. But just to talk and chatter, that's wrong. And it doesn't please the Lord. So, it's a house of worship, and everything should be done decently and in order, said Paul in the Bible. Everything's supposed to be right. He says here, they go to church because they know it's a decent thing to do. If that's all you go to church for, you're just a hypocrite. To go just, it's a decent thing to do. He said, you're just a hypocrite. That's all. You don't go to church for thinking it's a decent thing to do. You go to church to worship God. You go to meet God and to thank him and to praise him and to worship him. A house of worship. Now that's what we need. Who believes that? Say amen. Amen. So traveling to many churches worldwide, I've been to hundreds of churches around the world over the years. I see a real lacking. I really do. And that's real worship and praise to God from the people. You know, there's one church I went to. Really grieved me, Lee. This is in Arizona area. No, not Arizona area. It doesn't matter where it was. It was in America. And the whole congregation was sitting there. And they're looking at the songsters up the front. And they did all the singing. And they're just looking. I think that's wrong. I believe we should be singing. We should be worshiping. We should be praising the Lord. Isn't right, Brother Keith? It was not just to be staring at a concert. And they sang very well and all that. But brother and sister, that's not what God wants us to do. So he says there, you go to church to worship God. You go to meet God and to thank Him and to praise Him and to worship Him. A house of worship. Now, that's what we need. And so we just pray that we will not become like that. The church building doesn't worship God. You do. The church is not the building and the stones and the rocks and the tin on top. Sometimes we think us end-time believers have slipped from worship. What is praise and worship? To bless and to glorify, to magnify it, and to thank Him and confess Him. Who wants to thank Him and confess Him? Amen. That's what we're here for. To praise God is for you to personally express your love to Him. Saying, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Who wants to say that? Let's say it. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. When we praise, our inward attitude becomes an outward expression. Our inward attitude becomes an outward expression. It doesn't just stay in your heart. People say, I love the Lord in my heart. If you love Him, the heart will come out. It becomes an outward expression. It's not just singing choruses and hymns, and that's okay, of course, as that can pertain, certainly be a part of our worship. But I'm referring to praising Him from our heart. Hallelujah. Do you love the Lord, everybody?
Amen.
Through the mouth to God, worshiping by how we live during the week, by worshiping Him by the way we live during the week. Some people are very spiritual on Sunday, but during the week it's not too good. God sees all that. How we even dress. You know, we should dress properly when we come to the house of God. Who believes that?
Amen.
If the Queen of England was here, our dear Queen, we wouldn't come in our overalls. We'd come dressed properly out of respect for the Queen. And I think it's really important we dress properly when we come into the house of God. Doesn't mean you have to be dolled up all that so much, but be tidy at least, tidy and respectful. Some churches are getting so bad overseas. It's terrible. Look like they're dressed to mow the lawns. Sorry, I've never been like that. My father taught me to dress properly. He said, Howard, always wear a tie when you preach the word of God. So that's what I want to do. Because it's respectful. And now, our main purpose here is to worship and praise our Lord. Let's turn to Psalm 107, verse 8. It says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfieth the longing soul and He filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Praise the Lord. Who's hungering for Him? If you are hungering, you can be filled with the goodness of the Lord. What did Jesus say in John 4:23? But the hour cometh now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. In Psalm 29 verse 2, I'm just flying through these to save time. Give unto the Lord the glory due. It's due. It's overdue. Unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Who should praise the Lord? Some people say, oh, well, just the older ones. No, no. I'll tell you who, how you know. In Psalm 150, verse 6. Let everything that have breath, if you can breathe right now, you should be praising the Lord too. Do you love the Lord?
Amen.
Praise God. Praise ye the Lord. If you love somebody naturally, you're always talking about them. That's true. If a guy's keen on a girl, he's always talking about her. Because he likes her. He likes to talk about her. So how do we praise and worship God? Some people are afraid to praise the Lord. The Bible tells us it's a sacrifice. It's actually a sacrifice. If we go to Hebrews 13:15, we see, by Him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God on Sunday morning. To God continually. That is the fruit of our lips. giving thanks to God. People say, give the Lord a praise offering. That is not scriptural. Now, you can clap your hands, of course. You can clap your hands. I'm not against that. But it actually said the fruit of your lips. That's how you praise God, with your mouth. So I love you, Lord. No one can say that but you. I love you, Lord. Some people say, I'm too down to praise the Lord. Well, you've got to make a sacrifice of praise. In Isaiah 61, verse 3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. When you're down and heavy, ask the Lord to put on you a garment of praise to worship him. You can't do it of yourself, but he'll give you the garment of praise. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. Who would like to have the garment of praise?
Amen.
Nobody has to say, praise the Lord, brother, sister. No, you just can't help yourself. That they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Wonderful Lord. Well, Brother Howard, I praise the Lord in my heart. You've heard that many times. They sit there like a coffee pot or like a plant, a pot plant. They're in church. They say nothing. But you know, we want to praise the Lord in our hearts. Wonderful. But if it's truly in your heart, it will come out of your mouth. That's why the Lord said in our reading, all that have breath, worship is twofold, both an attitude and an act. An attitude and an act. It's an act of love to praise the Lord. Your attitude of heart must be true and expressed by an act. Lord expressed his love to us by doing something. He died for you. He meant business. He loved you so much. He died for you, Sister Leah. Brother Tim. He actually died for you. He laid down his life for you. Because he loved you in his heart, and he knew about you from the beginning, and he displayed it with an act of sacrifice unto the God of heaven for your soul. He died for you and me. So where does the action of praise unto God come from? We read from Hebrews 13:15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, wait for it. That's right, with our mouth. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. In Psalm 109, verse 30, I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth, yea, I will praise him among the multitudes. That's in church too. You know, brother and sister, I really believe this. God wants to hear from you, not from the choir. Choirs are fine. But you need to praise the Lord. I need to praise the Lord. He wants to hear from you. Do you love him?
Amen.
Tell him you love him. I love you, Lord. The Bible is very clear. God wants to hear our voice. You know, I love to hear my wife say to me, Howard, I love you. No one else can take that place. Only she can say that to me. And it's a real blessing. And with the Lord Jesus, no one else can say, praise the Lord for you. If you're in love with him, you'll tell him yourself, Lord, I love you and I'm expecting you to come for me and take me to be with you forever. Hallelujah. So the Lord wants to feel welcome in our presence, not an unwelcome Christ. In Luke 19:37, and when he has come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, I've been there, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God, the whole multitude, with a very soft voice, with a loud voice, for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Hallelujah. The Lord is very accustomed to a loud voice of worship. The world shout aloud. They shout aloud at their sports. Is that right? Mention the word All Blacks. Everyone puts up their ears. Hey, the All Blacks! You try again to respond in church. Silence. Just for those listening overseas, the All Blacks is one of the best rugby teams in the world. And belongs to New Zealand, and our people are crazy on them. But brothers and sisters, I want to be crazy on the Lord Jesus. Amen. I want to give my love to Him. So we just pray that God's, He is accustomed to hearing it. It says in a quote, after a while he heard the noise coming. This is talking about Zacchaeus coming around the corner. It's strange, wherever he's at, that's wherever Jesus is at, there's always a lot of noise. You know, noise is a sign of life. So remember the high priest, when he dressed and went into the holiest of holies, on the bottom of his garment, he had a pomegranate and a bell. Bing, bing, bing when he walked. And that noise in the holiest of holies was the only way the waiters, people outside, knew that he was alive still or not. It made a noise. And when there ain't no noise, then he might be dead. I think that's what's a whole lot the matter with our churches today. There's not enough noise about it. Not enough enthusiasm. Not enough something. And so where Jesus is, there's always a noise. Hallelujah. Who loves the Lord?
Amen. I love the Lord.
Oh, we're still alive. We cannot remain quiet in the presence of the Lord. This noise is not just any kind of a noise. No, it's a true worship from the heart. It's got to come from here. What have we been instructed to do when we come to church? We come in, we sit down, and we look like a pot plant. No, not according to the word of God. Let's read Psalm 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise and be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. Praise the Lord. Praise brings deliverance. It's your confession. Praise is your confession. Say, oh, Sister Mill, she's a believer. I saw her praising God. She must believe the Lord. There we go. What about you, Leah? You believe the Lord? Amen. It's a language of heaven. We might as well become accustomed to it. I believe pray sets the stage for God to move in our midst. You believe me, brothers and sisters, you're going to see this. So let's be ready. Praise also brings joy, which is your strength. The joy of the Lord gives us strength. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8:10, we read that this morning. Praise can unlock the power of God in your life. Remember Joshua around the walls of Jericho. They shouted in praise. They're going to battle. Oh my, they must have sent the troops in, advanced armies. And the walls came down. They just shouted, blessed be the name of the Lord. Down came the walls. If we can praise the Lord, many walls of our life will come down too. You just start doing it. Do it at home tonight. Do it in bed. Lord, I love you. I've never done this, but I'm going to start praising you. Who wants to do that?
Amen.
We have much to praise and to worship the Lord. So let us draw and express our love to Him. He wants to hear from you. He doesn't want to hear from the church. He wants to hear from you. So brothers and sisters, as we come, let us be under expectation. Amen. I wonder if we could just sing a song, brother. 371 sounds good. And beautiful Christ. So put some up, Nancy, and we'll see where we go.
His praise fills the temple. His peace fills my heart. His joy and his glory he did first impart. Blessed name of Jesus, hold me freedom from sin. Now his praise fills the temple. His
not the blocks, it's you. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and God wants to hear praise coming from that temple. Thank you, Lord. What's the next one, Nancy? Hallelujah. Brother Peter, what was it? Beautiful Christ. Beautiful Christ. King of my life.
Beautiful Christ.